One of the things that you said that really struck me at one point in time was every 6 seconds counts. Did you see that in the storytelling that your father would do in front of juries?
Well, he didn't come up with that phrase, but yes, you could tell every 6 seconds seemed to be the moment when somebody's eyes, like for a juror, would change their eyes to where somebody else is talking, but really they're watching what you're doing. And what you're doing at the counsel table could really indicate and add context to what the other person is saying. So, for example, if you have somebody who's opposite of you, let's assume that you and I are at a counsel table right now. You and I are in a trial, and the other side is giving a closing argument. Now they're listening to that other attorney, but they're watching us. And often they're watching us to see what kind of context clues we give by listening to that other person. So if we cock our head or look at each other and go, that's not right, they feed on that. Or if it looks like, oh no, I don't like that fact, or I'm scared of that fact, they can tell, oh, that's not good for their case. And so there's a lot of different ways that just our nonverbals will communicate whether or not we believe in that message, we're afraid of their message, and what you know, like a soundboard, what goes up and down on what they need to hear and what's important.
Well, they've probably been watching you guys through the entire trial. So by the time that they're getting to the closing arguments, they got a pretty good feel for when you're reacting genuinely or when you're over-exaggerating, if you're acting. I mean, the feel for genuine behavior has probably gotten pretty high at that point in time.
Yeah, depending on how long the trial is, no doubt. Now, there's some jurors who are just they're out of it. They didn't want to be part of the jury, which hopefully you're able to sift those ones out and that you don't pick them. And there's some people that immediately, despite what they're not supposed to do, they already know what kind of side they're looking for, and they've already made up their mind that this one's the truth teller, this one isn't. A lot of different factors that go into it. But yeah, let's say it's a week-long trial, you can definitely tell. I mean, juries, just with people, as you know, they just have a sixth sense of telling who's being genuine or not. If a witness is on the stand and this person is acting like they're trying to get sympathy at all, they're get just even a hint, they feel like they're being overdramatic. The jury will hate them. I mean, they don't feel like they're genuine. They feel like they're trying to reach for things. And they won't like it. Same the other way. If they think someone's being cold or callous or too invested or too defensive, we see that a lot in expert witnesses. So an expert witness is somebody that we hire. Let's say it's accident reconstruction and give testimony on a case. And if you ask a right question to an expert and they buck up against it and get defensive, well, then they look invested. And then that can really hurt the other person's case. So that's where kind of ego gets involved. But the jury picks up on all of it, and judges do too. Same for court reporters.
Right, yeah. Human beings, I'm a big believer in human beings' instincts when they get
Yeah.
enough data to make up their mind.
Oh yeah. And what's funny is in between breaks, the court reporters and the bailiff and the judge are all talking about your case in back in judges' chambers. I mean, they all kind of have their vote on how the case is going, what the jury liked, what the jury didn't like. It's in many different ways, it's kind of a little theater of some sort, but it's very, very crucial moments for a lot of the clients.
Well, a court reporter can be one of the best sources of data on how you're doing, right? If the court reporter believes that you got it right, they've been watching a
Oh.
lot of trials. They know BS from truth.
Oh, they see everything. They see things that you don't see. If you, well, I always treat my court reporters, they're up here, I'm down here. They are the ones that rule the land, and they pick on everything that you didn't. And so you always want to be extra kind to them because they see things where if you ask some questions, they can give a little more insight to you. But yeah, I mean, human perception is incredibly powerful, especially in the courtroom.
Yeah, amen. Amen. All right, so for everybody that's watching, if you're not already following Jeffson on Instagram, his Instagram feed, I watch it all the time. I'm always taking something away from it. The other thing, you got a newsletter which I didn't realize till just recently, which I subscribe to.
Oh, well, thank you.
I love your take on human communication. I love the way you distill things down into clear, concise messages. You're also working on a book.
I am. Yeah, it's a funny world. I mean, you've always been a hero of mine. I mean, there's not just many people who talk about communication. It's a topic that I love. I know you love. And when I first read your book, my immediate thought was like, this guy gets it. Yeah, I love this. I couldn't get enough of it. Definitely a big fan of the Black Swan Network. But yeah, I have a book that will be releasing about March of next year with Penguin Random Nice. House. Really excited. I just launched my podcast last Tuesday.
Nice.
That's been a whole lot of fun. And yeah, just a whole lot of positive blessings for sure.
Do we have a title for the book?
Yeah, it's called The Next Conversation.
Oh, very nice. And yeah, you'll have some pre-order links that we'll be able to share with everybody sometime in the near future.
Yeah. I can't. They won't. They have like a whole schedule of when they want me to do it. As you know, like the book world's just a crazy world. It's like anything else I've ever come in contact with. But yeah, we'll be doing pre-orders here in the next few months or so. Very, very excited about it.
And for everybody that's listening, just in the last couple years, before Never Split the Difference came out, a friend of mine introduced me to a concept called shuhari, which is a martial arts term. And shu is, you know, follow instructions exactly as the master prescribes. You know, wax on, wax off, Karate Kid, do it exactly what your teacher's telling you. Now, as you get better, then you start to look for your training in other masters. And when you see people, other masters, coming across the same ideas that your master is teaching, well, then it's pretty solid concept. And so when Jefferson's books has come out, everybody that's read Never Split the Difference, listen to what Jefferson has to say. Follow him on Instagram, gather up the information. You're going to find that he and I talk about the exact same ideas from different angles, and then you get a chance to look at both and compare them, and that's when you really begin to gain knowledge. So absolutely, when Jefferson's book come out, you got to get a copy. I'm going to get a copy. I'm looking forward to reading it and learning from it.